And I'm Natasha on Spice Radio 1200 AM. With me in studios is Mankaran, and you're tuned in to The Morning Buzz. April 22nd is Earth Day, and the city of Richmond is hosting its annual Earth Week celebrations from April 20th to 28th. It's a fun and educational way for families to engage in environmental practices, learn about nature, beautify the community. To tell us all about it, we have Emily Sargent, coordinator for Richmond Nature Parks, joining us on the phone line. A very good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, Emily, I'm yet to discover more of Richmond, and I've heard there is more nature to it than one can imagine. So is that true? It has, what, 140 parks, 136 kilometers of trails. Doesn't seem like it.
Yes, that is true. Richmond has an extensive system of parks and trails, including many recreation amenities designed to serve the wellness and recreation needs of our diverse and growing community. We have some signature parks that most of your listeners have likely heard of: Terra Nova Rural Park, Minaroo Park, Gary Point Park, and then the Richmond Nature Park, as well as many other community and neighborhood parks. And we're always adding to our parks and trail system for, to support the community.
That's wonderful. I do love your waterfront, that is there at Richmond, and I thrive on the food options that you have there. Now, Emily, since you're so involved with the Richmond Nature Parks, tell us what you do there.
Yeah, we work closely with the Richmond Nature Park Society to deliver programs and events at the Nature Park that contribute to building community values through nature appreciation, education, and conservation. The Nature Park has 200 acres of raised peat bog habitat. We have 4 walking trails that provide visitors the chance to encounter plants and animals in a bog, forest, and pond habitat. And we have a playground and a nature house, and we welcome visitors every day of the week, all year round.
So actually, it's Earth Day every day for you, right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, the Nature House itself is open from 9 to 5 daily every day.
That's amazing. Now, Emily, the city of Richmond has laid out some wonderful activities this year to celebrate Earth Day. You want to give us an overview? I was overwhelmed with the kind of, different array of activities that you offer.
Yeah, we're offering 30 free low-cost programs across the city. Again, as you said, from Saturday, April 20th to Sunday, April 28th. The programs range in themes from bees to gardening, recycling, composting, wildlife, and more. The programming is all made possible through partnerships with local community partner groups, and it will give participants the opportunity to get involved with enhancing Richmond's green spaces, as well as participating in some opportunities from local specialists about important environmental issues. We have some programs that I'd love to quickly mention that still have room or they're drop-ins. So Canby Community Center is offering a big Earth Day celebration this coming Saturday. It has lots of family-friendly activities, some children's crafts, scavenger hunts. We also have a nature series on hummingbirds happening at the Nature Park this coming Sunday, April 21st. You can participate in a presentation with a guided walk all about hummingbirds. Registration is required for that one. There's also a nature walk at Terra Nova happening next Saturday, April the 27th. And you can join a naturalist and walk through the park and learn about all the plants and animals that you'll encounter. And there's an invasive plant removal happening at Pollock Park on Saturday, April 27th as well, where you can actually get your hands dirty and pull some invasive species.
And, of course, give back to the community as well. Some amazing. I was pretty much intrigued by the bees thing. Tell us a little bit about the bees event that you're having. Do we have space for that as well?
The bee program is currently full, but the city is a bee-friendly community, and we do offer lots of pollinating programming throughout the year. So I would recommend and welcome listeners to check back on the city's website, richmond.ca/register, for a list of those programs that are available throughout the year.
Now, the next question is, are these free, or do they have a small nominal amount that people need to register with?
So all of the programs for our Earth Week celebration are free, but some of the programs do require registration. A full list of all the programs are available at richmond.ca/earthweek, and there are 3 ways to register. People can register online, they can register by phoning in, or they can register in person at any of our parks, recreation, or cultural facilities. Some of them are drop-in, but the website does specify whether it's registered or drop-in.
And how are you placed on social media? Where can people follow you?
Yeah, we have a City of Richmond Parks account to highlight all of our parks initiatives and programs and events. But the City of Richmond also has a corporate account for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and we'd welcome people to check that out too.
Now, Emily, I always say that, we're not celebrating Earth Week or just an Earth Day on April 22nd. We go beyond that. So is there any way that folks can get more involved with the work that you do?
Yeah, we have a program in the City of Richmond called Partners for Beautification Program, where residents, nonprofit organizations, and businesses can adopt a street, a park, a trail, and clean it up. And then we also offer shoreline cleanups, things like that, throughout the year, along with some tree planting opportunities and invasive plant pull opportunities. So for more information on that, you can check out Richmond's parks page, richmond.ca/parks, for more of that information. And then the city also has just a generic volunteer website as well, icanhelp.richmond.ca, where people can find out about all the city's volunteer opportunities.
That's wonderful. Keep up the great work, Emily. It was really lovely talking to you this morning. Thank you once again.
That's great. Thank you.